look at the news sites this morning going, gee, I know that service station that's on there with the army truck underneath the roof of the Ampol service station. That's just near my house in Serena, Marnie. At Armstrong's Beach, it's the service station on the way to the beach where we live. My sister's on the line. She was on her way to a birthday party, her birthday party. Jode, how are you?
Yeah, good mate.
Happy birthday, Jode, by the way.
Thanks,
Marnie. I bet you weren't expecting to see the Ampol service station's roof on an army truck yesterday.
Oh, dear.
No, it was actually quite an experience. One of Darren's mates
Darren's
was coming
my
to dinner with us
all.
And he came, came to the beach prior, and he said, oh, there's a bit of carnage up at Ampol. And we're like, oh, okay, whatever. Anyway, probably 10 minutes later, we're driving up to Serena, and oh, my God, there were police, ambulance, fire, just everyone. And so what has happened, this army truck has tried to drive under the, you know, the where the Bowsers are.
Yeah.
But the load on the back, obviously the roof of the shade at the Bowsers.
Yeah.
So that was okay. She's driven in. The Bowsers, the roof's gone with her.
Oh, gosh.
But it's not only the roof, it's pulled over the Bowsers. Like all the Bowsers are over on their sides as well.
Yeah, like this vision of it. Oh. You know, there's no audio to the vision. But
Well, no, I don't think anyone wants to hear the audio. There'd be a few profanities, I would have thought.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And they pulled the roof, a bit of the roof off the actual shop part of it itself.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it's all taped up. The army is standing guard. Nothing's happened at this stage. The truck's still there. The roof's still over. The bouncer's still over.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what they're waiting
for. Well, it's gone viral. Every news service has got it. I'm going, gee, I know that service station.
The vehicles were travelling actually from Brisbane up to Townsville for an exercise. So, yes, defence is working with police to secure the area, which obviously it is, Jode. They're all there standing guard at the moment. But looking at these pictures, the top of the truck is like, I'm surprised it got under the roof. It is so close.
Yeah.
So if that's
I don't know what the driver was thinking. Like,
no.
It's the back of the truck is so much higher than the shade part. It's ridiculous. So I don't
know. They thought they could go in enough to fill, reach the Bowser point, and then reverse out, and that hasn't happened.
I'm looking at it.
And that's gone a bit too far.
Yeah, well, the diesel pump is outside of the actual area. So they've driven, you're probably right, Marty. You probably tried to get under a little
bit. I think if I get under, I can fill up and we'll be right. We don't need to take the full back.
No.
But next minute, get mum.
Mum,
what have I done? Quick.
Wouldn't you honestly think that she would have, or he would have stopped and just reversed?
Well, you would think, Jo,
like you would have, you would have felt it, but anyway,
you would have felt it. You would have heard the scrape,
exactly, and they pulled everything with it.
Even in a full
thanks for the on-site report.
Yes,
there,
thank you, Jo. And I'm glad. Everyone's okay. That's what they say.
But that could have blown
up.
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, even in a four-wheel drive camper, like I've got the Land Cruiser that I take from time to time. Like there's certain, even when I go into like the local Woolies, can I get under here?
Yeah.
Like, but I've got a sunroof, so I'm always checking that height. Like I know the height of the car.
Yeah.
So there's certain car parks that you can't get into, right, if you've got a higher vehicle.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is always a concern. Or just, you know,
absolutely.
I get it.
We've got calls coming through. Ian from Brassel, he drives a truck. What do you drive, Ian?
Well, I've got a Mac.
A Mac?
Right,
okay.
I've got a really high bin on the back. I'm 4.2 metres high to the top of the bin.
Right.
And, some of the service stations around the place have only got 4.1 metres of clearance underneath those awnings. So you can't go underneath them. You've got to be very watchful. The thing that really gets me is the fact that I can laugh at that because I'm ex-army.
Yeah.
Truck driver. That's what I did when I was in the truckie. And he's gone in there. Now, he's obviously panicked when it's hit. He must have put his foot on the accelerator pedal to keep going because, theoretically, the truck should have stopped. If he was going slow enough, the truck should have stopped. But he must have kept his foot into his berries. And
Well, what would you do with the roof caving in on you? You know. But there's lots of areas around here where you can get a truck stuck.
At Goodna, that overpass, there's often trucks with the high aces.
3.8 metres down at Goodna, because that's under the railway line.
Yeah.
and there's a lot of trucks get stuck over there because the blokes come from out of town and they rely on their GPS. The GPS says go that way.
Yeah.
Next minute, bang.
There's also that train overpass out near Wynnum where I've seen plenty of
trucks. Yes, that's right near where my son used to play footy there.
2.9
metres.
Yeah,
right.
That is so low, that one. Mm. Even when you drive under it in a car, you feel like you're not going to make it. That one's
Don't
really
get your
low.
Truck stuck. That's the message today.